On behalf of the team and the organization, it's a great honor to be in this game, to have the opportunity to compete for the AFC Championship. Something that, you know, the team's worked, obviously, extremely hard and long to get to this point, to have this opportunity. So we're excited about it, and you know, a tremendous amount of respect for our opponents. I think this is the toughest team that we've played all year. Colts are a very good football team. Really done a good job in the kicking game. You know, they've got a great kicker, a great punter. You know, added Cripps in the return game. They were at the top of the league in kickoff coverage, kickoff returns. They do a great job of field position. And defensively, they've, you know, a little bit different than the team we saw a couple months ago. But certainly Landry is, you know, giving them a big lift. Art Jones, they're very disruptive up front with Walden, Redding, Newsome. You know, the front's good with Chapman and Redding, Jones, Francois, Hughes, all those guys. So they do a good job. Linebackers are active, run well. DeQuell Jackson, probably one of the most instinctive players in the league. And Adams at safety, the same thing. They got big corners, you know, with Toler and Davis. And those guys do a great job for them. I thought they, you know, played extremely well in the playoffs, and especially last week, you know, against the great Denver receivers. So very good football team, well coached, good fundamentals. And offensively, they're as explosive as it gets. Got so many big play guys. Of course, it starts with Luck, but he's got a great receiving core. They run the ball well, been consistent. They got productive players at tight end, receiver, running back, quarterback, a lot to defend. Again, as explosive a team as there is in the league. Both in the regular season and the postseason, they've been very consistent about making big plays from everywhere by everybody. So it's going to be a big challenge for us this week, all the things we have to deal with. And, again, a good football team, good organization, and a team that, you know, we're going to have to play our best game of the year. That's the way I look at it. Play and coach our best game of the year.
Bill, when you're facing a team the second time in a season, when you're going through the game planning process, do you find that simplifies it for you because you've been through it before, or does it complicate it in a sense because you have to go back and maybe add some wrinkles in there that you didn't have in the first time?
You know, I think it's really pretty much the same every week. Whatever the information is that you can access, and that can come from a lot of different perspectives. Sometimes it's too much information. Sometimes it's not enough. Sometimes it's right there in the middle. But whatever it is, you just have to try to sort it all out, make some decisions, and figure out, you know, what you're going to go with. So the challenges that the Colts bring are, you know, different than the next team or another team, but they're certainly numerous, and we'll have to just sort through all of it. But all the points that you brought up are certainly relevant. We'll just have to, you know, filter it out and try to figure out what we think's best.
Coach, we always talk about Ben Roethlisberger as being maybe physically the strongest quarterback, hardest to bring down. Is Andrew Luck harder to bring down or just on that level?
Well, Luck's hard to bring down. He runs very well. He's athletic. He can get outside and make yards with his legs. They also use him on some keep tight plays. You know, the one he scored on, for example, in the Denver game last week. And he's strong. He's strong in the pocket. He's got good lower body strength. He's got strong legs. Hard to wrap up. A lot of times he's got guys draped all over him, and he can throw the ball. So he's strong. He's fast. He's athletic. He does a good job of throwing on the run. He's got good vision down the field. So, you know, he can be a sixth receiver in the passing game. Really dangerous guy. Tough guy to handle. Great quarterback.
Bill, you mentioned Landry coming back has given them a boost, and just wondering how he's maybe changed what they do defensively, and has he chipped in at all in terms of how they try to cover tight ends?
Absolutely, yeah. He's you know, he's matched up on tight ends. You know, it's certainly one of the matchups I think that they like. You know, he did it last week against Denver, and you know, Witten, some other, you know, good tight ends that they face. So you know, he's a physical guy, runs well. I mean, he's 220 pounds, whatever he is, runs 4.4. He's big, fast, tough, good blitzer. So, you know, he definitely adds a physical element to that defense, which already has a lot of it. But, you know, he's mainly played 7 or 8 plays against us in the first game. So that's a guy that we didn't see a lot of, but I mean, he's definitely a force.
Bill, how much growth have you seen from Josh Klein since he's been here, and how do you think he did kind of filling in on Saturday?
Well, you know, Josh has come a long way. Not drafted, undrafted player, spent time on the practice squad, spent time on the roster, hasn't had a lot of playing time, but, you know, I think a very tough, competitive guy. He's smart. He learns well. He's been a multi-position player for us in his roles, and, you know, he's tough and he's a battler, and when he's had to play, he's played, you know, very competitively for us.
Coach, over here. In multiple games this year, your team has had some unfortunate execution at the end of the half. How bothersome has that been for you this week?
You know, every situation is critical, and we got to do a great job in every situation. Beginning of the game, end of the game, end of the half, third down, red area, short yardage, goal line, 4-minute, 2-minute, special teams, you name it, they're all important. So, yep, they're critical, and we can't afford any mistakes in any of them.
Over here, at Julian's first training camp with you guys when you first had him, did you realize right then, or did it take a while to sense his versatility, where he could contribute in a lot of areas and how he could develop as a pro?
Well, we drafted him because we thought he had potential in some different areas. He's a player who had a lot of things to develop because just lacked experience playing the positions that he ended up playing for us, or that I think he would play in the NFL. For any team, for that matter. So, but nobody works harder than Julian. He's tough. He's a grinder in season, off season, all those things. So, you know, he's developed a lot of those skills, which there were certainly signs of that he had. But you know, he's worked hard to develop them.
Bill, I imagine you expect all your players to be ready to make plays. But how difficult would you say it is for certain role players to come in and execute when they don't have the chance to maybe be in the rhythm of the game, especially in a game as big as this one?
Well, we've all got a job to do in this game, whatever it is, and every job is important. So, you know, each one of us will put everything into our this week of preparation to try to do the best that we can in each of our roles. And nobody can do anybody else's role. Everybody can just do their own and do it as well as they can. That's what I expect from everybody, every player and every coach on our team.
Bill, this is your 9th AFC Championship game. Can you appreciate that from a historical perspective, and what have you learned being in so many of these games over the years?
It's obvious. You know, you need to play well to win at this time. Every team's good. Colts are a great team. We're going to have to play our best game, and that's what I've learned. But, I mean, right now I don't really care about any of the other games last week, last year, 10 years ago, whatever it was. You know, all our focus is on the Colts, and we got to do a good job. In our preparation for the Indianapolis, and we got to execute well, and we got to coach well, we got to play well. So that's our challenge.
Hey, Bill, over here. You've had the chance to intermittently see Luck over the period of his career from his rookie year on through. How drastically has he changed since 2012?
I mean, he's pretty good. He's pretty good when he came in. He's even better now. So I think he's a great player. He does everything well. He's got a lot of strengths, no weaknesses, and you know, he's got a great future in front of him. He's already produced a lot. I mean, he's already, you know, done a lot in the time that he's been in the league, and I'm sure by the time he gets done, he'll pass a lot of guys by.
The year you guys drafted Nate Solder, Costanza was also in that class. I'm just curious what you remember about him, maybe through the draft process, and what your thoughts on what you've seen from him as a pro.
I'm a good player, a local guy. I think he can play, you know, multi positions. He's athletic. He's got great length. Tough guy, durable, dependable. He's blocked a lot of good players in this league. I mean, right now I'm really just thinking about him as our opponent this week. Again, I don't think like 4 years ago, whatever it was, is that irrelevant.
Bill, we've seen Patrick Chung cover tight ends a good amount over the course of the season. What is it about his skill set that allows him to be effective in some of those situations?
Pat's athletic. He's an athletic kid. Runs well. He's got good quickness. So I think athletically he can match up with a lot of guys. You know, to have that, you know, play in the slot, play on tight ends. He's done that. You know, played the nickel position for us, you know, various times throughout his career. So I think athletically I'm not saying he's a corner, but he's an athletic safety, somewhere between a safety and a corner, you know.
Bill, heard a lot of praise from you and both Tom Brady this week for Brandon LaFell and the toughness that he brings and some of the things outside of just catching the football. Curious, how much of that did you know about him when you signed him, and how much have you learned about that of him this year?
Well, I think we definitely saw that, you know, from competing against him and, you know, following him through his career. But, you know, when you have a player every day and you're with him every day, every week, throughout the course of the season, you know him a lot better and can appreciate that. But I would say that Brandon's, you know, been like that. I mean, he's really impressive. He's a tough kid, competes very well. We've seen that since back in the last spring, all the way through training camp, all the way through the season, so... you know, he comes to work every day, and he's tough. He can, you know, play through the bumps and bruises. He blocks well, plays in the kicking game. So he's, you know, I love his toughness.
Just pause for 1 second. I'll take a couple more questions. Locker room is open, but to avoid the distraction of everybody passing in front, please exit out the back and go around while press conferences are in session. Go ahead, Michael.
Bill, they're tight ends, Allen, Fleener, Doyle. How did they use them to manipulate matchups? And when Allen went out of the game on November 16th, how did that change things for you guys defensively?
Well, I mean, they really replaced them with Doyle on most of the things where they had two tight ends in the game. I'd say that's what happened. If it was one tight end, then it was, you know, Fleener. If it was Fleener, which it might have been Fleener anyway, and then Doyle in Doyle's role, or Doyle taking Allen's role. So, you know, they use them all. Sometimes there's one, two, or three on the field. With two, it could be a combination of any two of the three guys. So they, you know, they just try to, you know, create different matchups. They move them around. But they also, you know, have, you know, definite roles in their formations and their personnel groupings. And so it gives you a lot to defend. But, you know, they've had, they've been consistent for him. They've been productive. You know, I mean, Doyle has the fewest catches and probably is, you know, has more blocking responsibility. But Allen's a good blocker, and Fleener's obviously a, you know, big playmaker for him.
Final question for
Coach. Bill, along those lines, given Indianapolis's development of Moncrief and Heron's emergence of late, how much has that complicated defending this team in covering all the field, and you've got a back like Heron has been such a presence in the passing game, and then Moncrief being more consistent?
Right. Well, all their backs have been productive in the passing game. You know, Bradshaw, when he played, Richardson. So, you know, and then when you include Doyle, I mean, I'm sure that those backs have over, you know, 100 catches, whatever you want to call Doyle a back or a tight end. He plays both. But the running back position just by itself between Bradshaw, Richardson, and Heron, I mean, there's got to be, you know, 80-some catches in that ballpark there with those guys. So they've always been involved in the passing game. And Moncrief's just, you know, another weapon for him. So Moncrief, Nix, you know, Wayne, and T.Y., plus Fleener, who's really, you know, part receiver, part tight end. You know, it's a lot of... That's a lot of juice at that position. Guys that can make plays down the field. They've all made catch and run plays. You know, they're fast, they're athletic, they're big, and there's a lot of them, and they got a great quarterback throwing to them. So Moncrief's definitely a problem. You know, he took an under route against somebody, I forget who it was, Tennessee or somebody, 2-yard pass, you know, ends up being a 50-yard gain. Or, you know, he can run through the defense and take it over the top too, so, which they all can. Hilton's done that. You know, Fleener's done it. I mean, they've all done it. So we got to – they stretch the field. You got to defend from the – you know, from sideline to sideline and from line of scrimmage to the goal line. And they can take short plays and turn them into long plays, and they can throw it over the top. And they can throw it in between. So it's really – it's an explosive, very explosive group.
Thank you, Coach.
Great. Thank you.